It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and experts say there's 10 basic human emotions. Fear, anger, shame, contempt, disgust, guilt, distress, interest, surprise, and joy.
Oh, there's one good one in there.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, great.
We're going to make you feel all 10 in one segment called
Whoa.
Care or Don't Care.
Yes! Yes!
All right. Check joy off the list. Only 9 more to go.
Oh, no.
When I read an emotionally charged headline to my co-hosts and see if they want to hear about it or not. Let's get into your first one.
Oh, boy.
Oh, gosh.
Something sure stinks in this mouse house.
Care or don't care?
I care because I love the impressions.
Please tell me you're not going to do it the whole time. I care.
I hope so.
The happiest place on earth has become rather expensive lately.
I've heard that. It's been crazy.
I've seen all-
Which is why some parents are getting creative in how to cut costs.
Okay.
And there's a TikTok of a woman who disguised her elementary school age child as a baby to avoid paying admission.
What?
The video shows a Disney cast member smiling and staring down into the stroller, but not knowing what to say, and letting the obviously not infant child just roll past her.
Stop it!
And then once the group is past the worker, the woman lifts up the little girl who's ready to take on the day in her full Cinderella dress, and she appears to be about 6 or 7 years old.
And they try to put her in a stroller. I mean, I get it. I often tell my kids, hey, you're 6 and you're 4 today. Okay?
Yeah, with their free meal under this.
My mom still has me order off the kids' menu there.
If you didn't know, the prices for Disneyland right now are $109 to $159 per day.
Shut up. Per person.
Per person. Every visitor age 3 and up is required to purchase a ticket. So that's how that mom got around that rule.
They don't even have a kids in between. It's like you just go straight to full price.
I don't know.
The video's been viewed over 15 million times, and a lot of people commented on TikTok. One person said, "My son is 4, but at Disneyland, he knows he's 3.
Yeah. I mean, that you can get away with. 6 to 3 is a big jump.
That is, yeah.
Let's see if you guys care about this one. The number one pumpkin spice product people want, they can't get. Care or don't care?
Why can't we get it? I care.
We all looked over at Alexis.
I love that Alexis can't get it. It's just like, I don't know why I get joy in that. I care.
I care.
For the start of fall, Google Trends just did a big roundup of all the big pumpkin spice products that we've been Googling lately.
Okay.
Surprisingly, there's one that's not necessarily available right now, but people are willing to part with their hard-earned money to get their hands on it. I'm talking about pumpkin spice kitty litter.
Wait, why are you saying ew? Are you being serious?
I'm not going to eat it.
Right now, that's the top search pumpkin spice scented products we've been searching for online.
Yeah.
And I guess that's a real thing. No. A lot of people swear they've seen it in Toronto Walmarts in prior years, but they may not have it available this time around.
Why would you not want your cat to have a pumpkin spice litter box?
Yeah, the more I think about it, it wouldn't be the worst.
It's not a place to put spice.
It is.
Spice.
I feel like it's the place that needs it.
Yeah.
Other notables are people in Tennessee searching for pumpkin spice Kit Kats. In Ohio, they're searching for pumpkin spice cheesecake balls.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yum.
Sounds all right.
I'm on board.
Yeah.
And sadly, in Virginia, it's pumpkin spice dump cake.
The heck's a dump cake?
Oh, that's where you like dump everything into the pan. Like, that's why they call it, they're good.
Let's go with that's why they call it that.
I swear, it's delicious.
Meanwhile, Washington State likes pumpkin spice cup of noodles the most.
Ew.
Oh,
I haven't tried that. I need to.
And finally, in Indiana, they're Googling pumpkin spice spam.
Oh.
Ew. Well,
not against it.
It's already spiced.
It already does have a flavor.
Yeah. Let's see if you guys care about this. The controversial new restaurant policy, I know Brooke will support 110%.
Oh, no.
It's going to be something terrible.
It's going to be really bad.
You're going to say no one's tipping. Dude. I tip all the time.
In Singapore, there's a restaurant called Angie's Oyster Bar and Grill.
Love it.
A little over a month ago, they received multiple complaints about how rowdy children were running around unattended, disturbing the other tables.
Oh, yeah, that's an issue.
Gosh.
So you got to keep your kids on the seat.
And this wasn't the first time it was happening there. So Angie, the owner, instituted a new policy recently called the $10 Screaming Child Surcharge.
I like this.
Basically, if your kid's yelling or if they take off and run down the aisle at any point, they're going to add $10 to your total bill.
Oh, my God.
And they say it's not just about noise. It's also for safety reasons because they have a lot of sharp cutlery and plates with like scalding hot foods on them. So they can't have kids running around.
Truly. Dude, and it's harder than ever. You know, like those kids, they didn't go out for 2 years because of the pandemic. And now they don't know how to behave anymore.
So now if you call for a reservation, they let you know over the phone they are not a child-friendly establishment. And they've removed all high chairs and booster seats from the premises.
Yeah.
Dude, who's bringing their kids to an oyster bar? I mean, if you have kids that will eat oysters, tell me your tricks.
That's true.
Ever since the policy's been in place, Angie says it's been a major improvement with a lot fewer incidents and complaints. And now any customers who do come in with children are way more careful and more active, making sure they don't cause trouble.
Yeah, well, they give them a heads up, which is cool. You know?
But not everybody's happy about it. On TripAdvisor, Ruth12349 wrote,
"Here comes Ruth.
A screaming child surcharge? ?" When I pay to sit at a table, my kid can do whatever he wants.
No, they can't,
and
Ruth.
For them to use the excuse that he could run into sharp cutlery is ridiculous.
Oh, really?
My little Augie has been around knives all his life.
What?
He has no problem handing sharp cutlery.
Oh,
this rule is disrespectful to me and my family. I will not be coming back.
Good, okay. Ruth. That's exactly they're trying to keep people like you away.
Yeah.
Good.
I feel like Ruth's son is like 18.
Yeah. Actually, you don't schedule a play date with Augie.
No.
Finally, Jeff's joke of the day, care or don't care.
Care the most.
How does Bigfoot know what time it is?
How?
By looking at his Sasquatch. That was care or don't care. Your phone tap's coming up next.